God says there is only one God, one body, one spirit.
Hallelujah.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, He's through all, and most of all, He is
in you all.
So we thank God for that. Amen. We're so happy to be back. Amen. We give honor to God for His goodness and mercy, and we thank God for the direction that He takes us. Amen. We give honor to my wife, Ben. Here, God, keep her in health. And amen. We thank God for all of my children that are in church and children of laws. Amen. We thank God for all the saints. And not just that. Thank God for my grandchildren. That's you too, Lexi. Amen. Truly, you know, God is so good. And, you know, as you listen to Minister AJ's testimony, life can change so fast. Mm-hmm. We need to learn to treasure what we have. Amen. We need to learn to appreciate what we have because it could change in a moment's time. You could walk out the door. You could be walking down the corridor of the church, and it could change.
Right.
I heard one minister was talking about his grandfather. He said his grandfather preached one of the greatest messages that he ever heard anyone preach. But he went from the pulpit to the hospital to be with the Lord that fast. So we got to thank God for what we have. We need to learn to show God how much we appreciate how good He's been to us. Has He been good? Has He made ways out of no way? When man couldn't help you, did God do it? Hallelujah. We got to say thank you. You know, so many times we find reasons to complain about a lot of different things. Amen. And this old song, you don't miss your water till the well runs dry. We need to learn to show God how much we appreciate what He's already done. We should ask, how can God do any more? We don't show God how much we appreciate Him for what He has already done. So God is waiting in the background in many of our situations. He's waiting to change it, but God can't change it because we haven't shown Him how much we appreciate what He's already done. So every day we get up and we have that same old mindset. God says, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for you to change your perspective.
Yes.
Because the scripture says concerning God, He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or
think.
God is just waiting.
Yes.
Amen. He's waiting for us to ask it or then He will exceed that.
Yes.
But God can't do great things for us because we are not asking God to do great things. We're living on all of the hurts and the pains. We're living on all of the disappointments. We're living on what he could have done, or she could have done, or they could have done, or the job could have done, or the car, or the house, or this. And God says, when you got me, you got everything. I said, when we got God, we got that's why the scripture said, let everything that has breath,
praise the Lord.
Come on, let everything that has breath,
praise the Lord.
You never see a scripture where God gives us the permission to complain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a murmur, or as the bishop said, grumble. We need to show God how appreciative that we are for what He has done. Let us stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from Deuteronomy chapter 7. We're going to read verses 1. Through 9 together at Deuteronomy chapter 7, and let us hold Malachi chapter 3. We are something in the sight of God.
Yes, amen.
We are something in the sight of God. Maybe when people look at us, we're not much. But God created all of us in a special way. None of us are created the same. God created all of us special.
Yes.
Amen. There are some qualities in all of us that is not in somebody else. So the one of the psalmist said, we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. Why? God says we are special.
Yes.
And tonight, today, our subject that we're going to deal with is that you are special unto God. You know, we think so often and so many times we lose hope. Amen. We lose joy. We lose peace. We lose the comfort of God's Spirit being in us because we forget how special we are to God. We forget all that God went through for us to be here. You know, sometimes in your time, in your low moments, just think about His crucifixion. Think of the pain. Think of the agony. Most of all, think of the embarrassment. You know, they spit in his face. Now, you know, when somebody's talking to us and they spray on us, we try to back up, right? They spit in his face. The Bible said they beat him, they slapped him, they pulled his beard, his facial hair, to the point that he was marred beyond the visage of any man.
My Lord.
Lord, why did you go through all of that? Lord, why did you go through all of that pain? Because you're special.
Right.
I say you're special. And that's why God did it. First one of the chapter 7 of Deuteronomy reads, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hast cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Gergesites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughters shall not give unto his son, nor his daughters shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and destroy thee suddenly. And thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of earth. Wait, I'm going to read this again. We are special to who? God. He said, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee. Amen. And the next time the devil is playing in your mind, say, no, I say the Lord has chosen me. God has chosen me.
I don't care about the trouble.
God has chosen me to be a special people unto him. I might not mean nothing to you.
Come on.
I might not mean nothing to the neighbor.
Come on.
I might not mean nothing to the boss.
Come on.
I might not mean nothing to anybody else, but to God I'm special.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said to God I am special above all. Hallelujah. Amen. Above all the people that are upon the earth. The Lord, let's go 7, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in numbers than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because ye would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers. 1 minute, let me read that again. The reason we're special is because God knew we would be faithful. Can we say faithful?
Faithful.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thus saith the Lord thy God, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, I, the Lord, shall lift up a standard against them. Your enemy shall come in seven, one direction, shall flee before thy face seven different directions. I, the Lord, because of my name, I, the Lord, will fight thy battles. I, the Lord, stand with thee. When I call you, will you answer me? When I call you, will you answer me? Thus saith the Lord thy God, I love you with an everlasting love. I have nothing but good thoughts towards you to give you an expected end. Yeah. I am the Lord your God. Serve me and have no other before me. Thus saith the Lord thy God.
None of us understood, but God understood the prayer. And because God understood, he sent an answer. Right. Amen. It's something we'll teach on that so you understand it. We'll go through 1 Corinthians chapter 14, explains about the word of prophecy. Yes. But we are special.
Special.
And God has sent his love upon us. God has sent his love upon us. Hallelujah. Said, but because the Lord loved you and because he would keep the oath which he has sworn unto your fathers, has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of Lord, I once was lost. Lord, I once was blind. Somebody said I was once bound. I said, isn't it great to be special? Hallelujah. Isn't it great to be special? Amen. This afternoon, I'd like to borrow the words of a song. The songwriter said, I've had many tears and sorrows. Does it sound like any of our testimonies this afternoon? You know, when I testify, I don't want to testify, I don't have to impress you. But my testimony is unto the Lord my God. I don't want to impress you, but I want to let God know how much I appreciate you. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times when I felt so, but in my lonely hours, those desperate lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his very own. That's the reason I can say that through it all. Can you say through it all? Come on, can you say through it all? Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, let me know. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to the neighbor. Don't listen to somebody else. Jesus, let me know that I was his very own. You're special to God. I say you're special. Amen. Don't worry about what you look like, what you walk like, what you talk like. God created you to be you. We live in a society where we base and judge ourselves on somebody else. I am what God made me to be. God made me to be what I am, and I'm so grateful. And most of all, what I like is that I'm special. I said I'm special to God. Saints, friends, and visitors, love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, all of your souls, and all of your, when you're in God like you ought to be. Amen. You don't have to worry about a thing. Let's go to Malachi chapter 3 and then we'll come back to this. Look at somebody and tell them you're special. Come on, tell them you're special. It's not important to be special to one another. I said it's not important to be special to me. But we're special to God. Growing up in the South, I often heard my mother say and sing the songs of Zion. And she said, oh, they always told us you're special. Don't you ever let anybody tell you that you're nobody or nothing. Right. And that's my advice to you there this afternoon. Yes. God, when he looks at each of us, brothers and sisters, he doesn't look for the doctor, the whatever. He doesn't look for all the inscriptions and titles before our names. He doesn't look at all the accolades that follow our names. But God created all of us special. You're special unto God in your own special way. There are some things that you can say and do for God that nobody else can do. Amen. So don't allow the turmoil or the comparisons. Paul says it this way. He said, saints of God, don't compare yourselves with yourselves. And don't measure yourselves by yourselves. Our comparison, our measurement have to be unto God. He said, now once you take your eyes off of me, and when you start comparing yourself with one another, and when you start looking and measuring yourself by one another, he said, you're not wise. You're not wise. So this afternoon, you're special to God. Amen. If you don't mean anything to anybody else, you're special to God. Embrace that. Grab a hold of that. Wrestle with that. And don't let go. Malachi chapter 3, verse 13. How many know you're special? Come on, you got a name and a claim. I'm not talking about the foolishness. I'm talking about the spiritual things of God. Because the Bible said they're exceeding great and they're precious promises. You see how God describes what he gives us? Amen. He puts a twist on it that the world can't do. Exceeding great and precious promises. We can all make promises, but we can't do the exceeding and we can't do the great. Only God can do it. Verse 13 reads, this is the Lord speaking to his people. He said, your words have been stout against me, said the Lord, yet you say, well, what have we spoken so much against thee? When they use this word stout, it's a word that means it's a battle cry. It's a battle scene. God is telling his people, you've been battling with me, but we are supposed to be on the same side because we are special unto God. God said, you've been fighting me. Amen. I've been trying to help you. I've been trying to make way. But your words have been stout against me. You had a battle cry that my problem is too big and God can't fix it. The trial is too large and You've been stout. You've been the battle. You've been fighting me. He goes on to say, he has said it is vain to serve God. Now they're trying to ask God, Lord, we haven't said this. When and how have we done this? How did we tell you, Lord, it's vain to serve you? Lord, when have we had a battle cry against you? Amen. God says it's just through the way you live, just through your actions, just through what you say and do. He said, you said it's vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we keep his? Why do I even want to live according to God's word? This is what we inadvertently do in our lives, brothers and sisters. We say, God can't do anything. It's a waste of my time to come to church. It's a waste of time to pray. It's a waste of time to read the Bible. God said, your words have been stout against me. How can you tell the very God of our salvation that it is vain? It's a waste of time to serve God. How can you tell God it's a waste of time to pray? It's a waste of time to testify. Hallelujah. How do we do it? Through the life that we live. God says that you're special. Yes. Amen. He didn't choose us because we were anybody. He didn't choose us because we were so great. Right. But it's because he sent his love upon us. Because he said, somewhere in your life, I see that you're going to turn around and be faithful. I know that you're going to give heed and take heed to my word. If you don't do anything else, hold on to God's word. The scripture says in Psalms, it says that in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our troubles, we need to cry out to God. Amen. Then the scripture turned around and said, God heard your cry. Amen. Amen. You know, a lot of time we go to people because we want pity. Or we want sympathy, or we want empathy. But the psalmist said, I cried to God, and God heard my cry. And this is what we need to do, and we need to embrace it. Amen. Be real with God. Stop putting on the facade. He said, he sent his word. When they cried, God heard him, and he sent his word to heal them, and he sent his word to deliver them. And the psalmist go on and say, Lord, thou art wonderful. Lord, you're good. Lord, you're better than that. How many can say God is better than that? God is bigger than that. God is sweeter than that, because he's a God that I serve. When nobody else could help me, thank God he did something special. I said he did something special. He said, and we call the proud happy, yea, that the word wickedness are set up. What is it? I believe the psalmist said this way, I became, all my foot well and I slipped. I almost turned my back at God when I beheld the prosperity of the wicked. When I took my focus off of God, I got messed up. Well, Malachi is saying that you're lifting up the wrong things. You're honoring the wrong things. He said, you set the wicked up. In other words, you're lifting up the wrong things. Amen. Lift Jesus higher and higher. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
That's right.
So God said, you're lifting up the wrong things. Amen. It's great to be a millionaire, but you're lifting up the wrong thing. It's all right if you don't know God to be a great athlete, but you're lifting up the wrong things. It's all right to sing songs, but if you don't live it, you're lifting up the wrong things. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, it will adore me. Amen. Not just lifted up in our praise and But he has signified his type of death that he was going to live, the type of death that he was going to have. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Now, the question is, how many more people in their family to be saved? How many want deliverance in their family? Are you lifting up Jesus? Are you lifting him up? Because he said, if you lift him up, he'll do his part. Amen. Don't bash and don't beat, just lift him up. He said, but you're setting up the wrong thing. They that tempt God are even delivered. Then, hallelujah. Amen. It's something when you're special to God. It's something when you realize what God has brought you from. It said, then they that feared the Lord. They did something. They what?
Spake
often. What? Amen. I began to tell somebody about the goodness of God. I stopped lifting up everything else and now I began to lift up God. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord what? Hearkened unto them and heard them. And did what? You want God's favor? Then start talking about his goodness. You want God's deliverance? Then start talking about what he has done and proclaim what he's going to do. And then it says, God will hearken. Not only will he hearken, I like the part, if he made a book of remembrance, that means that when he calls my name, I will answer. God made a book of remembrance. But the next verse said, and they shall be mine. Yes. I said, they shall be mine, yes. Say the Lord. And Malachi doesn't call them a special people. He says it this way, when I make up my jewels, jewels mean you are a special treasure unto God. Well, how did you become special? I began to talk to somebody about Jesus. I began to lift up the Lord. We speak often one to another about what? Lifting up God. Amen. I didn't say it on Sunday and then wait till Friday to come to church. But I speak often, they speak often how? One to another. God does not dwell in the midst of murmur. God does not dwell in the midst of complaining. God does not dwell in the midst of griping. But our God dwells in the midst of praise. For he inhabits the praises of his people. Why? You're special. Can you say I'm special?
I'm special.
Amen. Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Malachi said, in the day when he makes up his jewels. Jewels is a special treasure. Whatever you're going through, you're still special to God. God will not turn his back on you. Though a thousand may come, fall in thy right hand and left hand, and 10,000 in the right hand, God says because he was special, he won't come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we behold to see the rewards of the wicked. Why? We're special. Amen. Don't leave church today expecting trouble. When we leave today, expect that God is going to make us special. You're special unto God. But there are some ways that God wants us to do things he wants us to do to be special. God will always do his part because he is faithful. So when we don't receive, it's not because God is not faithful. It's that we don't meet the conditions. Amen. We used to sing a song, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, then victory shall be mine. Too many of us are fighting some battles that only God can fight. So you know what it's time to do? Hold your peace. And let the Lord, let the Lord, God told Jehoshaphat in Asia, he said, the battle is not yours.
The
but the battle is the Lord's. Why? Because you're special. God has your back, but you keep getting in the way of God delivering you, because every time God gets ready to turn the tide, you open your mouth. So if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight the battles, somebody say he's a battle axe. In a time of trouble, God knows how to do it. Verse 2 reads, and when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly, God's going to do it. Amen. The problem, reason he hasn't done it is because you're not being still to know that he's God. We keep trying to do what only God can do. He says, utterly destroy them, thou shalt make no, don't compromise, be saved, keep your testimony, walk up right before God, don't make a covenant with those that you're battling with. He says, make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them, neither shall thou make marriages with them. Thy daughters thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall thou take unto thy sons. Why not compromise? Why not mix it up? Why not? He says it in the very next verse. For what? They will turn away thy sons from following me. I wasn't going to go here, but let's just go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 real fast. When you compromise, when you refuse to make a stand for God, eventually that situation that you compromise is going to turn you away from God. It's God's word. It's absolute. It will not be altered. It will not be changed. A lot of times we cry wasteless and useless tears. God told the children of Israel, he said, stop the crying. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that if I said it, he said, I'll bring it to pass. But we just keep going back, rehearsing the same thing over and getting the same results. We don't necessarily want to quote Einstein, but Einstein had a definition for insanity. Only we can decide today. Einstein said insanity is this: doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results. I've been doing it like this for the last 20, 35, 15 years. That's why you don't have a change. It's time now to do it God's way. Your change will never come doing it your way. First, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, but let's start off at verse 16. You can read some of the rest of this yourself. Verse 16 reads, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? An idol is anything that you place before God. Now, how many of us have, we know we don't believe in idols, right? We don't place anything before God, right? Come on, give me a wave off if you don't believe in idols. You don't put anything before God. I like Brother Sy's testimony. He said, he told the job, if you can, now all jobs you can't do this, but if you can have a choice, he said, I'm not going to work Fridays. Because I'm putting that before my God. That's an idol when you can change it. I'm not going to church because of something that someone has said and done. You've spoken against God. Your words have been stout against God. You have a battle cry against God, and you lift it up, as Malachi said, someone else. So I'm not coming to church because of ye, because of this. God said, that's an idol. You put that before me. Anything, brothers and sisters, that we allow to stop us from coming to worship God, that's an idol. Now, there are some things that we cannot change, but there are some things that we can do to make it so that we can be in church. God said that when it's within your power, when it's not in your power, God will not hold you accountable. But when it's within your power and you make a choice, that's an idol. An idol is anything we put before God. Amen? All right? So he says, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple. Listen, now it didn't say the temple of God. You're the temple of who? The living God. This afternoon, a temple is something or somewhere where God resides. You are the temple of the living God. Anything that hinders that temple from glorifying God is an idol. Plain and simple. Now you can pretty it up and sugarcoat it. God seeth not as man seeth. For indeed man looketh at your ostentatious display. But God says, I'm looking at your heart. He says, ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will. God is in us. That's what makes us so special. The God of the whole universe. Somewhere it said, he's big enough to create the heaven, yet he's small enough to dwell in us. That makes us special. That makes you somebody. Stop compromising. Stop allowing people to cause you to desecrate your body to God. You're special. God is in you. He said, I will dwell in you. And not only will I dwell in you because you're special to me, I will walk. Did he say it? I will what? Walk with you. Lord, why are you dwelling in me? Why are you walking me? Why are you a shield all around me? Because you're special. God said, I set my love upon you because you are special. I made ways for you out of no way because you are. I kept back the death angel when everybody had connived and planned against you because you are
special.
Amen. When they said it couldn't be done, God said, I turn it around because you are
special.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Who wouldn't serve? I said, who wouldn't serve a God like this? He said, not only will I walk upon them, but ye shall be my people. But then he goes along and says the same thing that he said in Deuteronomy. Don't get mixed up with the wrong things. Don't compromise your faith. He says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye. You're special. You don't talk like they talk. You don't walk like they walk. You don't act like they act because you are special. I don't care what the world of marriages do. You are not in the world. You're in the church. So I don't act like the world in my marriage because I am special. I don't care what all the unsaved do on the job. I don't act like them because I am special. Amen. When I'm driving down the road, if everybody else want to act crazy, I don't act crazy because I am. Well, what makes you special? God is in you. And not only is God in you, but God is around you. Amen. So you're special. So he said, I want you to change the way you think. Change the way you act. Be not conformed to this world. I want you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. You know what separate means? Be sanctified. When they look at you, say, hey, that's a child of God. I don't do the things they do. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't connive. I don't because I'm what?
Special.
So God says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And the only way that you can show that you're separate, he says, touch not. It's the unclean thing. Why? You're a child of God. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. God dwells in you. Too many excuses about why we can't overcome bad habits and trials and problems. The problem is not God. The problem is you're not allowing the God that's in you to work in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. You can overcome anything if you allow God to work in you. When God judges many of us, he's going to judge us. And he's going to say, you quit. You gave up.
Jesus.
You didn't trust my word. I told you that men are always to pray and not to
faint.
Not to quit. God says, why are you quitting? You're special to me. God said, I can do it, but you got to stop touching all that unclean stuff. You got to get rid of all the idols. You got to be separate. He said, then I will be father unto you. You shall be my son and daughters. We will be special. I love my mother, I love my father, I love my family. But one of these days, you better make up your mind. You better make up your mind. One of these days, Bob and Dad won't be able to help you. Husband or wife won't be able to help you. Your children won't be able to help you. Because we're going to all have to appear before God to give an account for the things done in our bodies. And we're not going to be able to say, well, God, it was because of him. God's going to say, I told you to get rid of those idols. I did it because of her. God said, I told you, get rid of those idols. Lord, I couldn't do it because of the job. God's going to say, I told you, get rid of the idols.
Yes.
That thing that has hindered you spiritually, God has commanded you to get rid of it because you're special unto him. He said, in the day that I make up my special treasure, when I look in my book and I make up my treasure, God's going to say, son, I'm not going to make it because you didn't make a stand for me. You allow something to hinder your spiritual walk. You are special to God. God will fight your battles if you just be still. God will fight your battle. Listen, he gave Israel the greatest illustration of fighting for them. He said, this Jericho is a walled city. It's a great city. You can't do nothing against this town. God said, but I'm going to give you a plan. He said, don't say nothing. See what God said? He didn't say, start running your mouth. He said, for 6 days, walk around the city, what? Don't say a word. He was giving us a blueprint for getting victory. Hold it back. You know, sometimes when things get to you, you know, you say, well, I got to strike back. God said, well, don't worry about rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. He said, be not overcome of evil.
Overcome evil
with good. So you don't have to fight back. He said, because vengeance is mine. God says, I will repay, saith the Lord. So you don't have to fight the battle. If your enemy thirsts, the Bible says, give them something to drink. If your enemy is hungry, give them something to eat. Amen. By doing so, the scripture says, you heat coals of fire on their head. But do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use and persecute you. Why? With being like God. Then God can fight your battles. We're losing battles that we should win because we're not following the Jericho experience. The seventh day, God said, now you go around 7 times. He said, but then at the end of sometimes, I want you to shout. But he never told them to complain. And when they shout or gave the praise, the Bible said, God came down and intervened. When Jehoshaphat went against the millions that was coming against him, God said, Saint, you are my special child. You don't have God has said we're special. Let me close out and back in Deuteronomy. We'll finish here. Back in Deuteronomy, we are a special people unto God above all. You know, that's some type of a badge of honor, distinction to have. You're a special people unto God above all the people on earth. Do you realize the elevated spiritual status that we have in God? We are special above all the people on the earth because God resides in us. The book of Revelation says it this way, that we are kings and priests unto God. You are a king, you are a priest unto God. God said, I'm not looking at your clothes. I'm looking at your heart. And when I judge you based on your heart, you are king, a priest unto God. Get your heart right and everything else will flow. Let's just go to verse 6. It says, for thou art an holy people. I think old Matthew touched on this last week. He said, you're a peculiar people. You're a holy nation. You're a royal priesthood. You are somebody in the sight of God. Too many saints have reduced themselves to nothing because they forgot who God is and what God can do. God has never changed. He's still the same. He said, the holy people unto the Lord thy God, the Lord God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. I don't care if I'm ever special to anybody else. Thank God I'm special to God. Because in eternity, it's only going to be me and God. So Lord, I want to be special unto you. He says, special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Now, you're not special because you think you're somebody. You're not special because of your title. You're not special because of the way you live. You're not special because of the clothes you wear. You're not special because of the car you drive. You're not even special because of your parenting. God says you're special because I chose you. Because ye were more, not because you were more in number than the people, for ye were fewer, and this could have a dual. You could be fewer in the sense of number. You could be, as the Bible said, you weren't of the noble. You weren't the aristocratic. When God chose us, we were few. But God, when he chose every last one of us, chose us because of what he told we were going to be. He chose us because of what was in our heart. We struggled, we stumbled, we fought along the way. But God says, I see something in them that they don't see in themselves. I see that they struggle, but I see that in the end they're going to come to themselves. The scripture said, come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. For though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Why? God is real in all of our lives. He said, but because the Lord loved you and because he would keep the oath which he has sworn. If God has made you a promise, there's not a demon in hell to save himself, not a man, not a woman. If God has made you a promise, they can't rescind that promise. Amen. He goes on to qualify that. He said, which he has sworn unto you, has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand? Amen. Some of us realize the time we were strung out on drugs, and God delivered us. The times that we almost lost our minds, but God delivered us. Why? Because we were special. When everybody else had counted us out, God made a way out of no way. Why? We're special. Isn't it great to be special unto God? He said, redeemed you out of the house of all of that stuff for years and had you all bound and wrapped up. God set you free. God made a way. You know, as growing up, there was things as a young man I tried to overcome. I just could not do it by myself. But the minute I stepped in water and got baptized, and God baptized in the name of Jesus, and God filled me with the Holy Ghost, helping us by speaking in tongues, all of those things I tried to do for years, they were gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
In a moment, it's time. All of that bondage was gone. It wasn't because of me. It was because God was good.
Yes.
And it's not necessary for me to tell you all of the bad stuff. But just look at your life and look at your bad stuff. We all have had it.
Yes.
But when I got baptized and I was in college, 19 years old, it was amazing. Because I was real with God. I didn't fight God. I didn't say, you know, even though I grew up down south and I had my philosophies, my theologies of religion. When I got saved, I said, Lord, here I am. Someone said, just as I am. And when I gave it to God, God turned it all around. Amen. I've been going to church for years, singing in the choir, playing the instruments, but I couldn't overcome. But once I gave it to God, once he washed me in his precious name and filled me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, I was changed. Never to be the same again. Because then I became special. All of us know that if you got somebody, you know, all of you got a special child, right? Special children. See, I was good. All of mine was special. Didn't have a special. Maybe the girls a little bit. All right. Girls a little bit, girls. But I'm saying, they were special. So when you got something special, you'll do something for a special child that you won't do for the others. Like my mom used to do me. She said, but don't tell him. Right? That's how you do it. She said, I don't do this, but please don't tell them because I don't want no problems. Why? Because now I'm sure she did it to them against me and I didn't know it too. You know what I'm saying? But that's how we do it as parents. You know, you do a special for them, don't tell them. Do a special for them, don't tell them. But special means you do something for them in a special way. Because we're special to God. He'll do it. But the good thing about God, he don't say don't tell nobody else. Because he wants our life to be a witness and a testimony to others. But when something is special, you will do something for that special child, or that special person that you won't do for anybody else. You will take stuff off of that special person that you won't take off of anybody else. Well, we're special to God. And he looks at us, he says, you know what I do? Oh, if you were so-and-so, you would be out of here. God said, when I look at you and the way you acted, oof. He said, but when I look at you, I see my blood. When I look at you, I see the blood. And just like he told the children of Israel, though you deserve judgment, God says, I'm going to have mercy. Because you're special. Though you deserve 20 years for what you've done, God says, I'm going to forgive you because you are special. We're all special to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stop losing so many victories. Stop allowing the devil to play in your mind. Because in the day when God makes up his jewels, we'll be there. In closing, he says in the latter part of verse 9, it says, Know therefore that the Lord thy God, because you're special, he's God. You don't have to do anything. God, he's with you. And God will do it. So what kind of God? Faithful God, which keepeth his covenant and his mercy. If you what? Love him and do what? As we're standing. God loves us. And he's faithful. And he will keep his commandments if we in turn continue to love him and keep his commandments. Stop losing battles that we don't have to lose. Stop being the tail, because God said he would make us the head. Stop fighting from beneath and start fighting from above. Because God said he will set us on high, because we're special. Claim your specialness. Well, how do I claim it? By loving the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and by giving heed thereto, according to his word.